It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly is where we are every Monday. Brandon Graham show coming up at 6 in the Players Lounge at 7 with special guest Landon Dickerson. Joining us every Monday at 4 is none other than Donovan McNabb, brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're excellent.
Five? Come on, man. 8-2. 8-2, dog.
Let's relax. We're still trying to figure some things out on both sides of the ball. We don't want to get too excited.
Oh, we love getting excited. Then we love getting mad and then excited
I know,
and then
that's
mad.
Right.
Yeah. So, Donovan, let me ask you this. We haven't had a non-quarterback win an MVP in a decade. And right now, when you look at the betting odds, Saquon Barkley, I think, is like 10th in betting odds. What do you think about the idea about a non-quarterback winning MVP in the NFL right now?
Now, let's just start by saying you do know you're realizing that you're asking a quarterback.
That's the whole point.
Let's see how unbiased you can be right now. Let's go.
I mean, you know, we're well deserving of the award. But I will say this. I mean, when you look at what Saquon has done, there's a lot of key factors that go into place. Number one, the impact that he's brought to this football team. When things were down early on, when we had injuries, Jalen wasn't playing as great as he would love to. Saquon was pretty much the bright spot, and he's been the consistent bright spot. So, I mean, for you to say 10th, I would have to put him number 2 or 3 right now in the MVP, and that would just be Washington. That puts him ahead of Jaden Daniels.
It was interesting because looking last year, Christian McCaffrey actually was 3rd in MVP voting.
He finished 3rd. Okay.
And he didn't get any first-place votes, but it did seem like if Lamar didn't come on right when he came on, there was an opening for McCaffrey to do it. And I think Saquon will need some help, but it does seem like if those top two, which people are really focused on, forgetting about the people ranked behind him, it does feel like if Josh Allen and Lamar slip up, I think there could be an opening for Barkley to do it.
Well, remember, I believe it was the Baltimore 49er game that put Lamar ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
And he continued to be consistent all the way through. So I think at this particular point where Saquon is, I think that Pittsburgh game might kind of sit into the eyes of a lot of the voters. But if Lamar kind of stays on this path in which he is at this particular point and the way their football team is playing, Lamar would have to still be number one. And then I'll throw another name in there. Even though that his team is not doing very well, but he's been doing well the last 4 weeks, Joe Burrow definitely is in that top five.
Yeah. Yeah, if it weren't for his defense, he'd probably be leading the MVP race with the way he played. Man, we go back to that Thursday night game against Washington. Got off to another little bit of a slow start, but came on strong in that second half. I know it's been a few days. Just your thoughts and reflections coming out of that game and how you thought the Eagles played against Washington that night.
I think our secondary was our best, I think, overall performance of our secondary. I look at it in a sense, even though it ended up being a little closer than we expected, the way that they played pretty much for at least 3 quarters, was impressive to me. It looked like, you know, Washington was a little pulled back. They were still trying to figure out what they can do in the passing game, which wasn't much. I mean, besides the check down of hitting running backs and maybe a couple tight ends, but I think in regard, I think that was more of a defensive game for us. Obviously what Saquon was able to do to bust it open a little bit kind of shows his consistency all throughout the year, but I think that was more of a defensive win that really propelled them to get in that position.
When you look at the defense the last two games, because I thought the Cowboys win was sort of led by the defense also. So that's like back-to-back weeks where you could make a case that the defense sort of led the way for this team. And it's really gotten a lot of us to start thinking about how good this team could be. We knew how what the offense could potentially be. But this defense, the defense seems to be exceeding expectations. When you look at the way the defense is playing, you think this sort of puts the Eagles in that group of teams that, that certainly has a chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
No, I'm going to say this, and I don't see it in any slightest of way, but our secondary and our linebackers were the issue last year.
Okay.
And I think we've addressed a little bit of those issues where we're probably going to have a defensive rookie of the year and with our corner. And mm-hmm. I would have to say both rookies have been playing at an elite level. But I think overall our secondary has played well. You know, besides early on the season against Atlanta when Slay gave up that touchdown
late in
pass.
The game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the game, I would have to say our secondary has been quite impressive and one in which I would have to rank number one as far as our defense is concerned. And following our linebacking core has been playing pretty well, much better than they were last year. And then that's now our defensive front. Has been now getting to the quarterback. Early on in the season, remember we had talked about it a little bit, about us not really creating pressure. And I think we're getting a lot of push up front, and our secondary has been locking up enough where those 2 to 2.5 to 3 seconds that quarterback needs to be able to get that ball out, they have to hold the ball a little bit more due to the coverage on the back end.
Talking to Donovan McNabb, who joins us every Monday at 4. Donovan, it's been an interesting year for Jalen, who had a very uneven start to the year and then played well for a few games. And in these last couple, we've seen some pretty bad first halves. What do you think about Jalen's evolution this year and the specific things that are accomplishable for him to get better at?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back again to when we talked about, I think it was last year, we were having issues with our first 15 plays. And we just couldn't seem to score in the first quarter of games. And sometimes the first half, we're sitting at 6 points or maybe 10 or 3 points. And it's really the start of the game. You have to find a way to get your quarterback in rhythm. And if that means quick passes to the tight end, quick game, getting the ball to AJ on a 4 to 6 yard completion, maybe hitting a shallow cross here and there, whatever it may be. We have to find ways to try to get Jalen in rhythm early on, and feed off of Saquon and him being so effective in the run game. Listen, this year, one thing that I've liked, and I've talked about it last year a little bit, about getting Jalen under center. We're in shotgun entirely too much. Where in shotgun, at times you get too comfortable. You get too relaxed and your footwork is all off and your passes aren't on time because we're a little late and now we're forcing it, whatever it may be. And I think what we've seen this year, you know, with Kellen Moore in this offense, we knew that his passing game would be up at the top, but it would be more what he would have to do to build it around Saquon, and I think he's done that. And so now it's really getting your quarterback in rhythm, and I think we can find ways to get him in rhythm, but we also have to utilize our tight ends a little bit more.
It's so interesting, Donovan, because when you were with the Eagles, everyone knew about that first 15 because that's it. You guys really had that. It felt like something that we could count on, and it's been interesting to watch this team. That is the one thing they just haven't been able to nail yet. And you mentioned in rhythm, it seems like when Jalen can run that two-minute drive and do a little no huddle, which they tried doing the beginning of the game here,
right.
after that, it seems like that's when he really is locked in.
Well, and that's the thing, too, and we talked about getting in rhythm. When you come up with an up-tempo offense early in the game, that's the main thing, to find yourself in second and medium to second and short. You can't find yourself in second and long, then you're third and long, and now all of a sudden you're digging into the crate now to try to find ways to get a first down. That first and second down are so vital because now you want to put yourself in a third and three, third and four situation where you can either run the football, run the play action, maybe get them out of the corner where you're putting pressure on defense. And I think any time that we've been kind of in rhythm early on, that's continued on pretty much almost throughout the game. Now, you're going to go through some times where it's up and down. But if you start the game out fast, now that puts so much pressure on the defense, where defensive coordinators either have to blitz or they're going to try to force you to make the mistake. And if you're in rhythm, anything is possible of that explosive play.
How do you feel about quarterback play around the league overall? Mm. You know, it seems like...
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
When you're, what do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I am not as impressed as I've been over the year. And, again, it kind of goes back to what we talked about with Jalen, because there's a lot of times where our quarterbacks aren't seeing things and they're not throwing with rhythm. Just so happened last night with Kansas City and Buffalo. What Buffalo was able to do is they were able to get Patrick Mahomes off his spot, which now he has to try to buy time to create, which led to turnovers at times. And who to utilize their legs the right way? That would be Josh Allen. And so I think when I look at the quarterback position right now, even though that Patrick Mahomes is not having kind of his MVP type of year, Lamar Jackson has been outstanding all throughout the season. Now, I just talked about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow in the last five weeks has been playing great. Justin Herbert has been playing great, and that's a tribute to them running the football. Harbaugh has brought in the running game where now he's under center a lot, and he's doing the play-action pass. I believe he was 13 or 15 in the first half of the game last night. Hit a wall in the beginning of the second, but picked it up. But when you talk top quarterbacks that are playing right now, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks that are showing consistency out throughout the league. I mean, Jaden Daniels was hot and playing well. You know, and then he hit the wall against us. But overall, I would say a quarterback position, a quarterback play hasn't been that great all throughout the league.
Well, Donovan, you would love it here. We are so laid back right now about the Philadelphia Eagles.
I can tell. I didn't know if Ike was sitting there with some warm coffee, might have thrown a spike in it or something. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like y'all just sitting back and listening to what I'm saying and just kind of gathering whatever else you want to ask.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. I mean, listen, we're in a good position right now. We're 8-2, man.
Absolutely.
We're feeling good right now.
Yep. Did you just wait until Monday?
Don't say that.
All right,
I think it continues on. Hopefully we continue to stay healthy and we continue to grow.
Yes, sir.
Love it, man.
All right, Donovan.
Okay, broski.
All right, you got it.
Thank you for the call.
Yep.
We'll give you the instructions on how to win the Lincoln Park tickets in about 5 minutes. The interesting thing about Burrow and his numbers, and Burrow is awesome, part of those numbers are because that defense can't stop anyone.
They can't stop anybody.
So they have to throw all the time. Now, credit to him, if the defenses he's facing know he's got to throw and he's still putting up those numbers. But it just...
I mean, he's literally dropping back 50 times a game.
They are.
That's the football I want.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of this running game thing. I really am, man. And that, and Spike, yes, that has everything to do with gambling.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, A?
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I don't believe I'm agreeing with Spike so much today. I don't know what's going on with me today, but I'm agreeing with Spike today.
Mm.
What did he say?
You have to be aggressive. In this football. When you go over that 40-yard line, when they over there 40, you got to be aggressive, man.
How's that worked out for us this year?
I'm going to give you the caveat to that. No, I'm going to say it now. Me and my boy are talking about this.
It's worked out one
maybe
play.
Maybe Jake Elliott ain't what you think he is. Maybe.
Damn, we're going to Jake.
Wow.
Time to bring in a new kicker?
Come on,
maybe,
man.
Nick is seeing something in practice. It's like, I don't trust this more to kick the field goal. And it showed his ugly head the last game. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. Me and my boy.
Well, I will say this. If he keeps missing field goals, I think everybody will be like, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody will be saying, go for it. Well, yeah, Jake Elliott can't have another game like
now,
he had the other night.
Now, do we do what we do with Jalen Mahomes and bring up that Justin Tucker's having a horrible year and Evan McPherson's
having some other kickers,
Look at all the other great kickers around the league having a bad year.
Too. Yes, he's having an awful year, too. Yeah. Kickers have... Yo, man, the kickers get on my nerves anyway. So I ain't even gonna get started.
Yeah, they should honestly take kickers out of
whenever they don't do their job. It makes everybody upset.
Football would be so much better if there's no kickers in it.
You sound like Richie.
Here's another thing I agree with you, Spike.
Yeah.
That
I love
at the beginning of the game, why don't you run the 2-minute drill then? because when he gets in rhythm, he's in rhythm like that.
Oh, Jalen?
Why can't you get Jalen?
Oh,
start
okay.
the game off fast. Don't huddle. Why you got to huddle if you got 15 scripted plays all the time?
You can't. I would tell you why we got to huddle, because he needs to collect his thoughts.
He plays better, it seems like, in a few minutes, bro, when he ain't collecting his thoughts. So start him off like that and see what happens. Maybe we can score in the first quarter or something. You know, you got to run fast. Got to start off fast. All this slowness and counting. Me and my boys look at this. Why they hike the ball with zero to go? Zero or one.
That is annoying.
It's very annoying. And I looked at the football games, and I'm looking at them. They hike them on 5 seconds, 6 seconds. We're the only ones that's like almost below one.
Well, that's something that Lane Johnson mentioned out of the bye, that mm-hmm. that was something that he wanted to do, is to get to the line of scrimmage and snap the ball earlier to not give the defense as much of a chance to adjust. That way they're adjusting to us and we're not adjusting to them. So I don't know why that's happening. It did seem like, I mean, the game feels like 100 years ago now. It did. I do think they went no huddle early in the game on Thursday, though. I do think the Eagles did. So thank you for the call, Big A. Appreciate
it. Yeah, they tend to go up-tempo.
No, one more.
Oh, okay.
What you got?
What else are you agreeing with me on? Oh, yeah.
No, why? I agree with you with the damn Sixers. I love them, but I hate them at the same time. I love them, and I hate them at the same time.
I only hate them right now.
Getting on my damn nerves.
Yeah. Well... Yeah.
January.
Get on my damn nerves. Play the game. Play. Get out there and play.
January.
I think. Thank you for the call, Big A. I think a lot of people are.
January.
A lot of people are like you, though. I'm not even sure if they're going to be back in January. Like this team's going to have to do a lot to earn back the trust of people who care about them. The 76ers are, because they've lost a lot of it, and I would say the reason they've lost my trust is because I bought it. You know what I mean? I bought the ramp up thing because it made sense to me. All of it made sense. But it only makes sense if he comes in
ready
shape.
To go, yes.
Yeah. And Grant, you haven't played a game in 6 months. You getting your wind back, you're hyped up, but in the second game to be as just, I've seen out of shape Joel enough over the years to know what it looks like, and that second half looked like that. You know, the turnovers, the sloppy play, the physical sort of body language of it was terrible.
Well, we know
it.
We've seen it. Yeah, we've seen it, and Friday was very reminiscent of stuff we've seen.
Yep.
In the past, I actually got frustrated, like, watching it.
Yes.
Because he hasn't played in many games, so I'm actually watching Friday night, trying to make sure I stay up for that ridiculous Tyson fight that came on late. We haven't even gotten into that.
Yeah, we will.
On a day, ass out, cheeks out, Mike Tyson on Friday night. that terrible fight. But, yeah, I'm watching that Sixer game, and you're right. It looked good in the first half. I look at the Sixers right now, and Jarrett McCann is the only thing worth watching on the Sixers right now.
Now, he's fun to watch. I will give you that.
Something new. He's young. He's energetic out there. Yeah, he's doing all type of stuff.
He's not huffing and puffing, you know, after he's been in the game for 6 minutes. All right. So all week at 4:30.
Nails.
We have pairs of tickets to go see Linkin Park August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets go on sale this Thursday noon at Ticketmaster. But we have a pair every day. And all you got to do is sing one line. So you will call now, 215-592-9494. We will play you a clip of a Linkin Park song. We promise it's a big hit. And all you got to do is sing the next line. We have, and if the first person gets it wrong, we'll go to the next person. So if you're interested in the tickets, again, August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center, 215-592-9494, you will have to sing for Linkin Park tickets.
And we do mean sing, not just know the words.
No, yeah. You gotta
don't talk your way through it.
It's one line. That's all. Just one line. Also coming up next, news about Juan Soto meetings.
Huh?
Are the Phillies in that news? Jack will have it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Gift cards for the holidays. Chickies gift cards, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets used. Buy in person at a Chickies location or online at chickiesandpeats.com.